Living Theology Friends, Letter 1108, The Church, 7th Edition. The following verses speak of how Christians are to behave toward other Christians. Romans 12, 9 through 17. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor. Not lagging behind in diligence. Fervent in spirit. Serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. Our love should never contain any self-motives. We should love others with a pure heart. The Greek word that Paul uses for love is agape, and we all know what that means. This is a love of God toward us that does not depend upon any return on the part of the person being loved. And this meaning is consistent with his sayings that we should not exhibit any hypocrisy in that love. It is actually impossible for this type of love to have any self-enhancement involved with it. However, this type of love is not possible for a worldly person. As we walk in the world, we must hate evil and cling to what is good. In other words, we must take an active part in preferring what is good in the sight of God and totally shy away from what is evil in the sight of God. All of this type of living is consistent with someone who is now presenting himself as a living and holy sacrifice to God. Romans 12:1. If we are totally devoted to others in the body of Christ, then we cannot be selfish. Paul goes on to describe more about what it means to be devoted to other true believers in the body of Christ, which is the invisible church. Giving preference to each other in honor means that we put everyone else in the body before us to the glory of God. Instead of selfishly thinking about what will make us happy and what we want, we should be thinking of others and doing what we can to help them in their lives. There is much that is evil in the world, and we should abhor all of it and to cling what is good, holding it near and dear to us. We should be devoted to each other so that we always show preference to others rather than to ourselves. Our service to the Lord should demonstrate an attitude of diligence and enthusiasm. With the surety of hope for an eternal life with the Lord, we should persevere in tribulation and devotion to prayer. We should joyfully contribute to the special needs of fellow saints and always be willing to show hospitality to them. Even if some of the saints should persecute us, we should react with blessings to them and not cursing. Regardless of our situations, we should always rejoice with those who are rejoicing and weep with those who weep. There are always people in the body of Christ of varying social status, and we should all interact with love toward one another without any prejudice or negative attitude. Sometimes we may feel more blessed by the Lord than others, but we should not think that we are wiser than anyone else. Before the Lord, we have all been blessed by the grace of God to have our sins forgiven, and in that regard, we are all equal before Him. As people grow in the Lord, some will think something is spiritually acceptable that we may view as unacceptable, but we should always be willing to be taught and respect the other Christian's conscience. Paul next tells us how to live in the world, and living in this world is sometimes very complicated for the Christian. Our obedience should always be toward God, even if that means not obeying those in authority over us when they require what God forbids, or vice versa. Acts 5:29, but Peter and the apostles answered and said, we must obey God rather than men. God has also set up the world according to His plan, and He has commands for us to follow in living with people who are not in the body of Christ. Romans 12:18 through 21, if possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink, for in doing so you will heap burning coals upon his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Peace in the world was not part of the plan of Jesus. Matthew 10:34. Do not think that I came to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Luke 12:51. Do you suppose that I came to grant peace on earth? I tell you no, but rather division. The Jews at the time of Christ were looking for a Messiah who would bring worldly peace to them and set them up as a ruling nation. But by looking for their own definition of the Messiah, they missed the true Messiah. The peace that Jesus brought was peace with God, and that meant that those who did not have that peace would certainly not have peace with us. The people who do not have peace with God see Christians as their enemies, and even our demonstration of peace with God brings out anger and envy in their hearts. Christians should strive for peace in the world, but when it does not come, we are to turn the conflicts over to God. We are not to take our own revenge when people harm us and blaspheme God, but we are to leave vengeance to the one who knows perfectly how to reward and how to punish. The overcoming of evil that we are called to exhibit is exactly opposite to the world's view. We will offer help to our enemies. In so doing, we will be revealing that we are indeed children of God and brothers with Jesus. Therefore, it will ultimately be revealed that the people doing evil to us are actually doing evil to Jesus, and therefore bringing even more wrath upon themselves. An example of that is the Apostle Paul. As he was persecuting the early Christians, the Apostle Paul thought that he was serving God by pursuing and punishing believers. But Jesus revealed that Paul was actually persecuting him. Read about that in the 9th chapter of Acts, particularly verse 4. Love without hypocrisy is essential as we follow the commands of the Lord.